3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, season 2, Epi 21. Boys are back for the Super Bowl preview after missing last week. Conrad coming fresh off throat surgery, day to day, making his appearance. And honestly, the voice, not sure if I'm noticing much of a difference there pre-show, but a lot to get into, boys. Top five must-haves at a Super Bowl party. Top five Super Bowl party must-haves. So much to get into. Bills, Chiefs feels like it was like 2 years ago. Super Bowl, Eagles, Chiefs. I mean, where do we begin, boys? Nikki Nightly News is going to be like a half hour long.
It's a good one.
70 degrees down here, snowing season, in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Golf season.
It's so cold up here.
That's, I guess, where I'm beginning. It's fucking 70 degrees today, 70 degrees tomorrow, 62 on Saturday.
How's the weather?
Yeah, I mean, I went and hit the range, what, Wednesday after work? Wow. Be able to be doing that in February right now. I feel like a caged animal. And now that I'm getting a taste of that weather, I'm like, I'm a fool to not be out on the golf course. And my pockets are going to be hating myself come like May when I'm doing this already in February. But it is what it is. When your New Year's resolution is to break 80, you got to get started in February.
I love getting up. I think I might do that tomorrow. I haven't really been outside that much to know that the weather is nice, but I did see.
Jesus, dude.
We're in February. What do we have for Nikki's miles? How many miles have we walked?
Nikki's miles, zero, dude. This is getting out of.
Dude, it's legit. There's snow on the ground in Massachusetts, and Nikki's golf season, I feel like, is already on the line this round Saturday.
No. I'm going to the range tomorrow. Either before or after.
There's a lot on the line.
Before or after the gym. I think probably before.
Conrad, last time we played this course 2 weeks ago, Nikki on hole 10, he's like, Turbs, you got the scores 50. He's like, I don't feel like I shot a 50. I'm like, dude, we looked for every tee shot until hole 9. What? He's like, oh, true.
Yeah, that's how my first 9 go every single time.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it 53. Was the first round of the year. I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll play. Who were we playing with on Saturday?
Jackie.
Jack, never played with him. Big friend of the pod.
We played this course 2 weeks ago. You could like skip balls off the pond. It's gonna be 70 degrees out. Light it up.
Yeah, it's going. Yeah.
We're turning right around. Oh no, we're doing. That's in a couple weeks. We got tee done, and then.
Yep, finally on the books. Big one on the books, Mr. Conrad. Just so you're aware, I know we've got people that listen to the pod that will be there, but 16 man scramble, Tot Hill. Wow. Put it together last week, me and Woody. We do Tot Hill. I feel like it's basically become an annual tradition. It's like a halfway point between Raleigh and Charlotte, and the course is super preem. But yeah, we got 16. I think that's the biggest group we've assembled. It's like the fucking Avengers. We got Dolph. We've got C. Todd. We've got Kendall. We got Legger. We got Bryson. We got Winfrey. Billy Goat. Like it just.
Tina.
Tuna right in his backyard.
It's an all-star game.
Woody had a hole in one there last year, so the expectations are going to be high. Dolph did remind me, team with the hole in one didn't even win. Dolph and Bryson just absolutely fucking torched everyone, apparently.
How did they get on the same team?
Well, I mean, you got your tier one, your tier two, your tier three, tier four. We'll have to discuss that. Don't need to do that on the pod, but Johnny, I'm going to need your expertise. I've already been cooking up some thoughts. When you get 16 guys in the mix, there's a lot of variables you got to work through. So
the only request I have is do not put me on Tina's team. I need to be able to chirp him.
You do 16 man individual dots, like the 16th guy's paying out everybody.
It's like
he pays like 198 gross dollars.
The question is, the real question is just do you do teams of four, do you do teams of eight, like Ryder Cup style? So that's the question, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
Charlotte versus Raleigh.
I think we do put something together. We do put something together, individual skins. Like if you get the best score out of all 16 on one hole, you're the only person out of the entire group that makes a birdie. You got to get a dollar from everybody or something.
It just that sounds it's a so, lot.
that's opening up a can of worms. You're
risking $18.
It'd have to be the hardest hole then or something.
Yeah, I can't wait to get Conrad's text in a couple of months. Just like, hey, like, how does this work again in dots? And he's just like, I know he's going to a group chat and just firing off. You owe me $2, not the other way around.
Dude, I bought your beer last time. You owe me my beer this time. It's really what it comes down to. It's like fucking $6. All right, beer.
Dude, what's the vibe like in the city, big guy? And what's the voice like too? What's the past week been like?
Well, I think the voice sounds pretty normal from what I remember at
least. Yeah, definitely.
It sounds a little more distinguished, I'll say that.
A week without speaking is like fucking torture, dude. It's like Chinese 7 days torture. 7 days. I mean, I said like maybe 30 words in between last Tuesday to like this Tuesday.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then I've just been chilling.
Life of a deaf Conrad.
It's terrible, dude. It's literally the worst. You can't communicate with anybody.
Comes out of this with like a clean like tonsil, but the schizophrenic brain or something.
So yeah, he got his
I have like PTSD from just being like.
It's a damn good thing you're not an actual Birds fan. What cost?
That's what I was saying, dude. If I was an actual Birds fan,
oh my, either won or lost.
I would have had to postpone the surgery. I had to postpone it until after the Super Bowl. But I'm not an actual Birds fan, so.
Conrad, I got two questions for you. Did you still like work out, like go on runs or whatever when you couldn't talk?
No, not until this week. Not until like this Monday.
All right. Well, my follow up question would be like, were you able to listen to music for the entire week? Because I don't think I can listen to music and not like sing along.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fucking brain dead. I can listen to music and not sing it.
Nah, I wouldn't be able to.
What kind of fucking question is that? It's like, oh.
You just got to hum. What?
You can't hum. You can't hum either. You can't hum or whisper or talk.
That's how I passed the majority of my day at the house, just jamming to music, singing along.
Dude, I'm literally a D1 yapper. You're preaching the choir here. It was terrible, but we're back now, so I just got to. Just got to not scream this weekend. Take
ease into
inside voices, inside voices, inside voices. We'll be good.
So if the birds win, you're just doing like jazz hands?
Not the birds win it. Except Jalen Hurts gets like 3 rushing touchdowns and P had some like crazy prop on it or something.
I'm a victim of the moment.
Hey, it's time for my room over 5 guys. He's fucked.
My favorite annual prop, first touchdown, white guy or black guy, what are the odds? White guys.
White guy's got to be big juice. There's not a white guy. There's not a white guy. Not a white guy on the Eagles. The only white guy that
Cooper DeGene, pick 6.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, the only white guy. Really,
so you think it's what? Plus 500 above?
Because it's just Travis Kelce and his first down.
Noah Gray.
Yeah, Noah Gray would be the only other one.
But
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah,
650, 600 maybe.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. I think we talked about this last year. It's a half cash.
Jalen Hurts is light skin, so, you know.
Patrick Mahomes is a push.
He's got his own category.
So hooked up in that square. Last year I had like the worst numbers. I saw Ricky, Big Rick, looking as 5-9. I'm like, oh, brutal. I got 0 Eagles. Or 0 Eagles, 6 Chiefs. Can make that work.
What does that mean?
Like the final number.
You don't understand squares?
Yeah, so if like the Eagles
you have to have a number from each team, don't you?
Yeah, I have 0 Eagles, 6 Chiefs. So 16, 10.
I thought you were saying you had 6. You had 26, 20 boxes in the birds. I was like, what the fuck is that? And 6 boxes.
Ricky's got 5-9, 29, 20, 25.
I think I had 5-9 last year, weird numbers like that. And I was like super close. Like, I think I was like a 2-point conversion.
Dude, I hit Kansas City Buffalo by AFC Championship, Conrad. I was like 32-29 Kansas City. And I'm like, of course, it's fucking legit score. Exactly everything.
The year the Bucks beat the Chiefs, I had like 1-8 or like 1-9 or something. And like I won 3 quarters of squares. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It can happen.
You never know.
Yeah.
Weird numbers hit.
Don't count yourself out.
The one weird number one I ever hit was the only one I hit too was the Seattle Denver Super Bowl. And it was like, it was our sophomore year of high school when it was like 52-9 or something. It was like that weird score blowout. I won like $62 in like the high school square thing. I'm like getting it at lunch the next day for like a millionaire.
I mean, that goes a long way in high school.
But I mean, that legit last week, I feel like it was a year ago. I did so much Bills. Like I was like listening to like Locked On Bills Monday. Like I was trying to get like as much of it as I could get, because let me tell you, man, like a week's gone by and you're just like, yeah, now you're just thinking three-peat, no three-peat. But like, look, going through it, the fact that like Big Ben could sneak through at 23 years old, win a Super Bowl during the Brady era, the fact that Joe Flacco could go on the run that he did, the fact that Peyton Manning finally broke through with that like 31-point comeback, I just felt like that like fourth down Kincaid drop, like I felt like that was like an exorcism like moment of like he catches that, like they needed like a crazy play to like somehow beat the Chiefs, you know. Now I feel like it's gonna have to be like the Red Sox 3-0 comeback, Peyton Manning when they're down like 31 points in the AFC Championship game against New England, finally beat them, came over the hump. I feel like they're gonna need to have like a crazy comeback next year or something. But just all these quarterbacks in the AFC now, to have him go to the Super Bowl 7 times in a row, Mahomes.
Crazy.
I think at this point.
Super Bowl 7 times.
AFC Championship, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa. Yeah, I mean.
That math doesn't make sense.
I was just thinking the only way Josh Allen gets around the Chiefs, he's just got to outlast fucking Andy Reid.
You know what I'm saying, though, Nikki? Like, I feel like that was that much. Play, that fourth down play. Like,
yeah.
They I can't catch believe that he ball. Didn't catch it. Dude. No, for sure.
Like, I know it's a crazy play. I know it's a tough catch, but it's like, in order to be
that wasn't no Mark Andrews catch. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. Definitely would have been a crazy play, but like there definitely is no like calculation for momentum in football. But that would have just swung it completely the opposite way.
I mean, what would you rather have, Connor? What you have as a Steelers fan right now? What the Bills got?
And both are shot situations.
That's
because like, I would rather have the Bills.
I think I'd rather have the Bills.
The Bills in those 90s Super Bowls.
At least you have a franchise quarterback. Franchise quarterback. Like,
it's just insane how they fold, though. Like that game,
they have like exciting games every time against the Chiefs.
I specifically remember Conrad. That like that fourth and before that play. It was 3rd and 10. I specifically remember me, Nikki, and Turb, and they just get like a 5-yard bubble screen. We were all just like, "Wait, this next play is like it? Like just happened like that again, where the Bills find themselves and like a fourth down must make like that. Not getting that.
It comes out of nowhere. They play 4-down ball way too much. Like they're like,
not getting that fourth and one when they're up one was everything, because they could go for 2 and go up 9. Yeah. Like I just didn't.
That's why
I play calling.
Hey, if I can put the Philly hat on real quick, that's why they say don't ban the tush push, because if it was
everyone could do it, they'd do it. And I think that's the big ticker there.
We don't have to get into it, but
no, I was just going to go back to what we said is like better quarterback, better head coach. I mean, I've been riding that all playoffs. And I hate to fucking say it, but we're in the Super Bowl now, and you go, who's the better quarterback? Who's the better head coach? Yeah. It fucking sucks, dude, because I do – okay, here's the thing. I've been Chiefs all – like pretty much since the Chiefs beat the Bills. I've been shaking everyone's hand that wants to shake my hand. I got Kendall, shake. Keller, Eagles fan, shake. Like shaking everyone's hand. But I'm trying to psych myself out like from almost like a hedge perspective. And the only – thing that is I keep going back to is like to your point about Brady, all the legacies, all of that is NFL is a league of checks and balances. And when you think for sure, this is one of those things where you just think there's no way Mahomes, he's there again, he's gonna catch in. And then all of a sudden it was like when Brady went 17-0, it was like, you know, this. And then, boom, checks and balances. NFL checks and balances. It does happen. They know, like, yes, from a market perspective, like this, that, and the other three-peat, different. But they also know from a market perspective is like, dude, they've got Mahomes for the next 10, 15 years. A check and balance right here to just, like, give him one loss builds so much more of a script for down the line.
Yeah.
and he's fixed.
I mean, yeah, NFL script. You know, you gotta run with narratives in your head. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta play. That's the narrative that's the devil advocate on my shoulder that I'm playing is like. They're not gonna let someone three-peat. There's no way.
You've seen one of my retweets on Twitter and went down a rabbit hole, and you're like, maybe this actually is fixed. Maybe this whole thing is a fucking simulation.
I'm so chief just from a business decision that like I'm trying to give myself an out to not, because like once I have this much money on the Chiefs and I'm like kind of rooting for them at the end of the day, but.
A lot of people here in Philadelphia are taking off work on Monday. So they're expecting
They're fans. So they're a little DeLulu. I'm a pretty, you know, like I'm pretty in between the lines because I don't want the Chiefs to win. But also when I go through my theory of like better football, essentially better quarterback, better head coach, Chiefs don't make mistakes. Their game plan is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts scares me a little.
To piggyback off you, I think a lot of people have ridden this like rigged for the Chiefs. To now it's just more people are like, all right, well, if it's going to be rigged, I'm just going to put money on the Chiefs if they're always going to win.
Yeah.
When it inflates that much to the public side.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah, it is Vegas inflating.
This is a Vegas plant. Okay.
Vegas is begging on the Eagles. Begging for the Eagles.
Yeah.
That Bills Chiefs game was the first game I've had since I've stopped betting where I was like, I know for 1,000% I have Buffalo -1.5 or +1.5, whatever it was. Well, like cheering for the Chiefs to like try to just do something, put the Maloik on them or something to see the Bills make it through. Like I was just thinking in my head, like never in a million years would I have put money on Kansas City. And like, dude, just it legit felt dirty to be like, oh, Kansas City told you. Like it felt gross.
So yeah, Conrad, we were over at Turnstile and we were like, Johnny, we need you to actually be bought in. Every other drive, he'd be like, yeah, here we go, Chiefs.
Yeah, he would like, he'd do one of those, and he like, says it and like looks away, looks away. But no, it was bad too, because I had it. I don't know what it, yeah, it's like the Eagles don't do it, like none of these teams, for some reason the Bills, because the Bills are one of the only teams, I guess the Bengals have done it. They're like the only team that like has beaten the Chiefs, so I fall into
they beat
that
them. The fact that they beat them in the regular season every time,
yeah,
the like playoffs I fall is right a nail biter. It's nuts.
What do we say about the over though? Bet the over every single time in that game.
Yeah.
Screw.
I think that was another perfect teaser game.
I just love too, like the start of that game. Josh Allen was just like all over the place, like a flag football quarterback. Dude, he fucking hucks that thing, man. And you know what? The perfect way I'm telling myself is if Kansas City does this three-peat, just give us like Drake May to like beat Mahomes in the divisional next year. And it's like the passing of the torch. New England's still here. You know, like, no one can do it. Watch us. I mean, like, dude, it's literally insane. The fact that
we need about three more years of Drake before
Jaden Daniels here. The fact like these like last 7 years, Lamar, Burrow did it once. Allen, I mean, Tua, fucking, like, all these quarterbacks in the AFC, like.
Give it 2 years. 2 years. 2 years of Drake.
I mean, I hate to, like, harp back on it, but, like.
Cooper Kupp will take you.
Reed is out, and Kelce is getting up there. Like, we'll see if Mahomes really
does. He's going to retire.
Of Brady. Because Brady was able to do it, obviously, with the same head coach, but through so many different role players. We'll see how dependent Mahomes is on that system and Kelce as a security.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone is too like Mahomes is a dog. He's a competitor. Don't get me wrong. He gives me like Aaron Rodgers vibes, like those vibes were. But I don't think anyone is. I don't think Mahomes is psycho. Like Brady is psycho about like his off season and all of that, and that's why he was able to do it. I think, and also like, I think Mahomes right now or for his career is just like. If he, let's say, gets to like 5 or 6 Super Bowls and, you know, he puts a little more wear and tear in his body than like a career like Brady, we'll put it that way. But
I haven't thought about it until, like you just started like talking about it. If Mahomes wins Sunday night and then doesn't win again until his final season, like goes off like Peyton Manning. Brady still has the better career.
Yeah, right? But the also thing is, he wins this Sunday. He's already like a top three quarterback in history of football.
I would say top five. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it. I mean, like, I just don't know. Like,
he wins three. He's better than
Conrad. Is this how you guys felt? Like, the Patriots made the Super Bowl from like 2014 to 2019.
Yes, it's how every other fan normally feels. It's like when there's a, because the problem is it was the Patriots for so long, and it's like, all right, like, it's just fucking Tom Brady. Yeah, it's obnoxious. And it's Tom Brady, and then now it's fucking Patrick Mahomes, and it's the worst fucking thing
like,
in the world.
Now that like I was thinking about it this week, I think the best feeling I had as a fan was when the Eagles beat us, and like we beat them in 2004 or 2005. They beat us 2017, and then like the next year we're there against the Rams. So I remember literally after they beat us, and like my old roommates too were Eagles fans. I'm like, we're gonna be there next year. You're not. And what do you know? Rams were Super Bowl in the Patriots era, probably last 25.
But also
year,
everyone
but
got
that was awesome.
Also everyone got 10
had the
years.
Over in that game.
10 years of no.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very, very similar. There's not many parallels you can't make, but I mean.
But everyone got 10 years of no Brady. Like,
I mean, did we?
Yeah, if it's winning, he went to two, but winning, yeah.
Well, yeah,
lost in 07, lost in 11.
Winning, but. I mean, obviously the Chiefs are not going to win every single year for 15 years. But if you go to the AFC Championship every single year, yeah, it feels exactly like the Patriots.
Dude, yeah. The NFC's like bad too, man. Like the Cowboys, I don't even know what the hell they got going on.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Brian Schottenheimer, it's epic.
Yeah. Pop it.
Like, and then, like, I mean, the Commanders, Dan Quinn, I don't know, that one year, I mean, yeah, but, like, he did that at Atlanta, too, and that was their one year, you know? So it's, like,
yeah,
the 49ers injuries, yeah, but it's, like, are those going to go away next year? Like,
It's not really if the injuries, like, the they can't have another, like, it's hard to do another season without me. It's more of, is Brock Purdy, like, are you ever going to take Brock Purdy to beat Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. Like, that's the real question.
Even though they almost did in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Who the Chiefs beat? Niners and
Niners twice. That's it.
Well, what's the third? No,
they beat the Birds.
Eagles, Niners.
Eagles, yeah, I was drawing a blank. Yeah. All right, so that's the other thing too. Brady facing that like Seattle team, that 2014 Seattle team they were going to be
Legion
of
Boom
dynasty. So it's like, I don't know. The NFC's, they got to get something cooking. I mean, I don't know. Nicky Nutty News is going to have the Luka, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, I mean,
there's not
a world where you would
don't even bring up NBA on this podcast. That's a fake fucking sport.
Dude, at midnight too. Fucking.
Yeah, it's all for rating. It's fake. Fuck NBA.
Jerry Jones said, I can't have the biggest star being the Mavericks. Get him out.
All I know is if David Stern was still the commissioner, this trade
was vetoed. Yeah, like, veto. Dude, I saw something. It was like Paul George and Joel Embiid like finally started warming up for a game once. And it's like these guys saw that two people that never been heard of like got traded and they finally got their ass to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time drops a triple double and just like doesn't play again.
I'm so unplugged from the NBA, especially not betting. Like just so unplugged.
Don't even mention it. It's fake.
Yeah, we are not an NBA podcast to say the least.
It's a joke. So bad.
But yeah, you're an NBA guy, you're a freak in your own right.
They're all like LeBron and like Giannis fans. It's like you're
NBA TV.
I will say, there's NBA Twitter and it's just like, what are we doing? Like, why are you?
Dude, it's bad. When you check out those EuroLeague crowds, they're fucking nuts, dude. Like, dude, it's like fucking Enter Sandman.
Yeah, Virginia Johnny Tech saw the one Serbia video.
The flares,
it was like that quote. Circling. It was like that quote, like when Jokic said, "I played in Serbia, brother," and just like all these lads jumping up and down. Like, you know, the NBA defense, boom, boom. Like, the fact that the DJ goes the whole game, too, just like the turnover happens.
Dude, I saw boom, boom. The worst part is, like, the small market, like, terrible teams. I saw someone Snapchat story of the Hornets game last night, and the guy is doing defense, and there's, like, maybe 5,000 empty seats in the picture. Like, there's, like, so bad. There's, like, 2,000 people there scattered.
I'm not kidding you, Conrad. When we were there, I think, like, Court Mikes could have picked up when we needed a Derek White 3, and he missed, and Nikki's just, like, 12 transfusions deep. Just, screams to the top of his lungs, like, throws a cup. Like, maybe you could have heard him on the court, Mike.
The loudest guys in the entire gym are up in your section.
Dude, I was checking because we were there like in November. I was like, dude, it'd be epic if Charlotte just like made it in like the playing game. They like have like 8 wins. I'm like, oh god, they're gonna sniff it, dude. They're gonna sniff that 10 seed.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
So
they traded their center to the Lakers. I saw that.
Don't connect.
Yeah, for an exciting way.
Yeah, for Dalton Connect.
Close to home.
Isn't he
baby.
Still on Tennessee? Yeah. Fucking joke of a league, dude.
JJ Redick guy. Quick.
What was your welcome to the league moment? Guy played 2 months for the Lakers and got shipped to Charlotte. That was your welcome to the league moment.
Bronny played 5 minutes in a game and he got sent down to the G League.
There were clips like of JJ Redick just cussing him out on the court like mid game.
Bronny or the dude, the other dude,
Dalton Connect.
Really,
we're running the fucking play for
him. No. Wrong, exciting white. He was doing that to Austin Reeves.
Oh, that was.
I know it can get
Austin
confusing.
Reeves is a bucket though. I like Austin Reeves.
Yeah,
they're calling him part of the big three in LA. That's crazy.
Hey, this is huge for his program here. He's gonna make some money out of it. So good for him.
I would love if like the Lakers trade like the Lakers trade Bronny James Jr. for like Mario Chalmers. It gets vetoed. Like Adam Silver vetoes that, but he won't veto the Luka trade.
Am I the last person in the world to understand that Austin Reeves is AR-15? He wears the number 15 for the Lakers.
I thought it was the dude who
no idea.
No, that was
no, Andre, that's AOC.
AK-47.
AOC no, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, which one?
AR-15's Anthony Richardson.
Quick, Conrad.
AOC.
What was it?
I like a little exotic, you know.
Yeah, AOC.
For sure. Dude, fucking speaking of JJ Redick and new coaches, what's up, coaching debut? Cuthbertson High School lacrosse. Tryouts next week, workouts this week. JV assistant coach, how we doing?
Let's go.
Dude, it was fucking
where's your whistle at, dude? You got a whistle? I might have to buy you one.
Dude, I was just ripping phone calls to the boys after, like, holy fuck, I didn't realize how much I missed this game, missed this shit. Like, a little speaking at the end of practice. Thanks for having me, boys. Fucking, you know, group of young men chasing one goal. Nothing can stop that, boys. Nothing can stop
There's
that.
There's no not better much, feeling on this earth than this brotherhood in this locker room.
Not right many more. Not many more things more powerful than that, boys. You upperclassmen. You guys
cherish these moments.
What's the
quote? Moments.
Thanks, coach. Thanks, coach.
Yeah, the players.
Don't need some weed.
The players are gonna love Johnny at practice, and then they're down 13-1, and Johnny's just the worst person in the world to be around.
Yeah, and then Saturday practice, they're gonna be running sprints all day.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
So you start coaching the JV team in 2 weeks. When does their season start? March?
Dude, they start early down here, man. Their tryouts are next week. I'm like, dude, like winter fuck? Sports still going on? Dude, they got like they got like club two Conrads like middle of the season. So it's like kids are like deciding between that or high school. It's like it's fucking nuts down here.
Yeah, March the season.
The club is
March,
probably way bigger.
March, April, May. That's it.
It's definitely starting up. By the way, they get scoop, out of school in May.
The yeah, scoop from the fucking younger you guys generation. Ended May? Everyone's on the Eagles. I was asking all the kids in line. They're like, Eagles, fuck the 3-peat. I'm like, whoa, all right.
Let's go.
All the kids are on the Eagles. Younger generation scoop. It's like, I don't like how no one is saying Chiefs. No one's
saying Chiefs. Yeah, if I couldn't bet either, I'd be on the Eagles.
Just hoping one kid would like ask, like, you should just
if I was on TikTok 24/7, I'd hate Jackson Mahomes too.
Yeah. There's a conspiracy theory. Chiefs voodoo magic.
Johnny's just ripping his vape on the sideline. Get him, Chapman. He's got his fucking gut out.
Cigar.
Do you have a whistle, though? Like, seriously, like, you need to get a nice whistle.
Nah, dude, I was the fucking cool assistant coach, dude. I'll just fucking, like, chime in, like, here and there. I'm not the fucking whistle guy. I will be next. I will be when we break off the JV assistant coach. Oh, yeah. Kidding me?
Oh, are you
thinking? She's got some kid. Yeah. She's got some kid, like, eating a Snickers in the side.
This is what I'm talking about.
What the fuck?
This is what I'm talking about. If you're going to shape these young men, dude.
Johnny, if you don't think I'm going to go hunting for a JV player's Instagram DMs to tell them to bring a football to practice and make you kick a 45-yarder, you're insane.
And that's dude, I was eyeing down the field goal poster right there. I'm like,
Nikki, a 35-year-old man is DMing a 14-year-old boy.
45.
Hey, can you film my friend kicking field goals?
Hey, your coach thinks he can kick a 45-yarder. Why don't you ask him about it?
Dude, the varsity coach is just like, the more help, the better. I'm like, all right, Nikki, sign up, volunteer for him. He's our strength and conditioning JV coach. Just fucking,
he's like, yeah, he's got him on the sled.
Damn, I would have, if I was down there, I'd coach with you, dude. We have those boys in tip-top shape.
I'm telling you, dude, I've already listened to No More Tears by Ozzy Osbourne, fast forward to 50 seconds. And I just like play that part and picture myself full Dabo, run the boys out into the field. Full Dabo.
You're with your tucked in golf polo, khakis, dude. Oh, he's got the play sheet folded in his back pocket.
All right, it got me so fucking fired up. I was like, God damn, this is fucking, God, it was fucking awesome. And like, yeah, add into the golf too. Add into the weather that we got. Me and Nikki are getting in three rounds next two weekends. It's fucking, wow. Let's go.
Yeah, I can't wait for Johnny to run out to literally dozens of fans, dude. It's
all the dozens of parents watching.
Yeah, dude, fucking Saban had like 10 assistant
at 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon.
Saban had like 10 assistant coaching jobs until he became head coach at Kent State. What's up?
I just know those middle week, like mid-afternoon, like games. Like, teams don't have lights, not for JV.
Yeah, dude,
like,
fucking high school lacrosse action, motherfucker.
Johnny just drops like news 2 weeks later. He's like, or 2 years later, he's like, "Yeah, boys, moving to upstate New York. Just got a gig with Marist College.
I'm taking my talents to Mars Hill."
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's gonna be awesome, dude. I can't wait.
JJ, yeah, JJ Redick approach. What's up?
He's like crying, he's crying because they like made it to the fucking JV fucking state finals.
Hey, we were 6-3 in conference last year, guys. It was impressive.
God, dude, I was gonna get fired. It's gonna get fired back up again because our top 10 clutches moments in sports got me thinking. I did a top 10 clutchest LRP golf shots cut on camera. And, dude, it is epic. I'm dropping it the week after the Super Bowl. I was thinking about, adding in, like, at number 10, like, Conrad making, like, a four-footer or something.
Dude, if you had my chip in, if you had my birdie chip in on, like, hole four on whatever golf course that one picture is where the bad picture of me with the backwards fitted.
Dude, I was watching that round that we had. It was like 4 years ago. And dude, Terry was saying, like, I'm gonna post the one where he made the famous video against Kevin, River Oaks 18 Turb, that birdie. You knew he would. You knew he when he does like the club drop and steps over it.
Is dude, that could be the clutchest moment of history right there. That putt. The one at Stonebridge was insane, but of course it's hard to tell what goes on behind the scenes to make it clutch. But like the fact that like me and Kevin are going head to head.
Oh, dude, I had that whole hole on video. And
yeah, it's like
here
it's
goes
the
driver
hole.
Hybrid
the
hybrid
putt.
Dude, that round with you and Conrad, just like balls are going everywhere. Dude, your swing just used to be. Terp swing used to be just so insane. Oh, it was incredible. That power fade. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. So and good. I tell you what. I had that little pull lot the other week. I went to the driving range and did a little different setup. It is scary. That thing is pumping. Like, I straightened it out, and it's just like a baby draw.
I'd love to see Conrad get like close to there. Dude, your size too, Conrad. There's no reason. Dude,
if I can just hit it straight, if I could get a driver and hit it straight, I would be piping them, but I just can never hit it straight is a problem. So well, dude, I aim left and I still slice it right, but then whenever I aim like too far left, I end up fucking striping it down the middle. And it's literally the most classic
you gotta,
shit. Like,
you gotta break your swing. I mean, coming from a guy that literally was in all, I mean, worse than you. I was worse than you at one point.
Equivalent to having like a 4-kid family and just like a massive, insane divorce and like trying to move on with life. Like, that's like what his golf game was at for like, it was like a 6-month long divorce. Yeah.
Had a pretty good thing going with my family, but then just like decided to like burn it all to the ground just to start over.
Dude, now he's adopted and it's like one kid's like going to like, you know, the Corn Ferry tour or something. Like now like his game's like in like serious. If you had a drive, Turb has a drive to his game. The edit he's gonna be getting for winning the Cape Classic last year and literally playing street hockey 3 years ago, like, dude, it's one of the most touching stories there is. And that's
going
why you're
for Mahomes.
In the top 10. That's why you're in the top 10.
Mahomes has inspired me. I'm going for the three-peat.
So good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, Nikki. I know you.
Yeah, Nikki, what about your golf game?
Well, like I said, I'm going to go to the range tomorrow. Obviously, going to take this weekend more serious. You only get a first impression once, made a bad one this year, and then now it's only up from there.
Are you thinking first impression?
You think I'm gonna shoot
first impression,
whatever
97 or summer 2025 is diabolical.
I have played two rounds.
97.
I've played two rounds with Necky in the last month. One, he stopped keeping score, and one, he shot a 97. So it is scary.
I could be better than Necky at this point.
Oh, yeah, dude.
There's no chance in the world you could ever beat me.
I would love, oh, my God, Conrad and Necky in a car.
All I need is one day. One day.
Yeah, if Conrad caught Necky on, like, a 98 day, and he was, like, 40.
Dude, if Nicky's having, like, a bad round, and it's, like, hole 13, and he has a bad shot, and he's in a car with Conrad,
and
he
like, I'm like,
when he's like struggling
right
to hang on. Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't think I'm locking in with this fucking leprechaun talking shit to me? You're insane.
I mean, I need it, dude, because we're probably going to be in the car together. I'm just looking out for myself, too. It's no fun hitting a tee shot and waiting like 6 minutes to hit your second shot. The golf cart turns into an ATV when Nicky goes ball searching. Just like, he's just backing up in the trees and shit. Like smashing your bag up against the fucking pine cone. Dude, fucking.
Yeah.
Golf season's
I mean,
here though, man. But here before March Madness, dude, that round in Todd Hill a month from now is going to be fucking awesome.
It's going to be good. I feel really good going into this year.
Big round, big year for you, Terry. Like I told Woody, like fucking probably you too, Nikki and Donnie, you got a chance to really fucking. Terry's got a chance to really get on that horse.
I mean, if you think about it, like
a 12 handicap.
I sprayed my life away the other week and pulled off a 90 flat. Like normally, if I'm doing that, I'm usually 90, 95 plus. So I mean,
yeah, no, the driver was working for you. You keep it in play. You don't like. You're not at that point anymore where like. In the fairway, you're going to fucking hosel rocket one. You're going to be able to advance the ball. So as long as you stay in play, that
the driver's everything.
Yeah, that limits your ceiling so much. And that's why I fucking shot a 97 because I was losing a ball on every other hole.
That's why every time I tee off,
the short game too, Nikki, I tell you, man, that the short game you've lost a little bit, that's the part
just comes with repetition. That's all it is.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. I know when you're firing, when you're hot, it's not even because I've always said that Nikki, the opposite of me to Nikki is if I spray off the driver, I'm usually cooked. Where you can kind of spray a little on the driver because you've got long ability with your three woods and stuff that I don't have. But if your short game is fucking you, that's where you lose all your strokes. Like, I don't rarely have bad short game days. And that's where you lose everything if you get everything short of the hole.
That's definitely my my biggest separator is keeping the ball in play, number one, and then two, around the greens, scoring, just getting up and down.
You got nightly news, big fella?
I got a big nightly news.
Yeah, let's rip it.
All right. This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting off, as always, college hockey. The battle for the beanpot is back, baby. We've got BC beating Northeastern 8-2. 16 different players recorded a point to advance to the final. BU beat Harvard 7-1. So we have number one in the nation, Boston College, facing off number eight, Boston University.
Let's go, Eagles.
On Monday, 7:30 at TD Garden. In terms of national rankings, obviously, like you said, BC number one, Michigan State number two, Minnesota number three. We have a new honorable mention for school name of the year in the top 25 rankings, Augustana University. $10 to anybody who can tell me what state Augustana University is from.
Georgia.
What?
Georgia.
No, somewhere north. North.
What Boston. Do you think? Vermont.
I got Midwest.
Wisconsin.
Give me Iowa.
Ooh, close.
Idaho.
Close.
North Dakota.
South Dakota. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 1,825 undergrads, making it half the size of Wingate University, which I did not know was possible for a university. Moving to the NHL. In the East Atlantic Division, we have the Florida Panthers, 67 points. The Metropolitan Division, the Capitals, 77 points. In the West, Central Division, Winnipeg Jets, 79 points, highest points total in the league. And in the Pacific Division, we have the Oilers at 72 points. In the NBA in the East, we have the Cavs at 41-10 and the Celtics at 35-15. An update on Conrad's 76ers. Joel Embiid sits out an entire month, comes back, drops a triple-double against the Mavs, and then sits out the next game for injury management, a story as old as time now for Embiid. The Thunder, or as I call them, the Giddy Diddlers, are number one in the West at 40-9, and the Grizzlies, 35-16. Obviously, we have to talk about the trade that sent Luka to the Lakers, a trade that makes no sense for anyone, but GM LeBron gets what GM LeBron wants. After the trade, the Mavs tried to insinuate that Luka was fat, unmotivated.
Bring it in, Conrad, you fucking pervert. Go on, Nikki.
They tried to insinuate that Luka was fat, unmotivated, and a bad locker room guy, something nobody has said about him at all previously. In college basketball, top five is Auburn, Duke, Alabama, Tennessee, and Houston. Big East Johnny, BEJ for short, loving it with Marquette at 11, the Johnnies at 12, and UConn at 19. Speaking of the Johnnies and UConn, they play tomorrow at 8 o'clock at UConn. Another huge matchup to look forward to on Saturday. Number one, Auburn takes on number six, Florida. We will be live from Terb's living room after our round of golf. And last epi, we had a call out. Terb wanted an update on his favorite chess player, Ramesh Babu Pragnananda. Guess what, baby? He won the Tata Steel Chess Championship that just took place in the Netherlands, and he beat one of my favorites, Gukesh Damaraju from India, his fellow Indian.
Down goes Gukesh.
In a playoff, a three-match playoff. Pragnananda, a fucking master. Sports stories of the week. We have the Bears owner, Virginia Hallis McCaskey, no longer has to let her oh fuck. No longer has to see her team let her down. She passed away at the ripe old age of 102. The Jaguars made a splash with some hirings this week. Their new head coach, Liam Cohen, comes in and makes the weakest Duval chant of all time, and then followed it up by hiring a 29-year-old as his offensive coordinator. Grant Udinski, who 6 years ago was living out of his car while being a grad assistant for Baylor University. Three Chilean men were arrested in a rash of home burglaries for athletes, including Mike Conley, Carl Anthony Towns, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Bobby Portis, Luka Doncic, and most notably, Joe Burrow. They were arrested. Excuse me, there's one other player. Some reason they broke into Dallas Stars hockey player Tyler Seguin's house and stole $500,000 watches. And he had the highest... Sagan, whatever. He had the highest reported losses of anyone somehow, a hockey player. Some dickhead who has a Hall of Fame vote for the MLB did not vote for Ichiro on their ballot, leaving him one vote short of being unanimous. Probably the same dickhead who left off Jeter, making him one short of unanimous. This sewer rat needs to be flushed out and shamed publicly. Ryan Day won his team a national championship, and they rewarded him by making him the second highest paid coach in college football, like the cuck he is. And finishing it up, as always, with the AB tweet of the week, the Rocky handshake, Deshaun Watson, Justin Tucker, rubbing tugs, baby. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
I don't know why, but when you say dickhead, it just that shit just had me geek. Some dickhead.
Dude, his voice would be so good for like Dr. Seuss. Like, he click a button on the book and just reads the page.
Yeah, I mean, so much. Holy shit. Yeah,
dude, the Justin Tucker shit. I haven't seen that ESPN post since the punter for the Bills, Riza.
Yeah,
I mean, like the slideshow.
So it's from 10 years ago, is what I saw. Some massage therapist made a complaint to her job, and somehow it got swept under the rug and stayed under the rug during the Deshaun Watson stuff. And maybe they just didn't want to come out and feel like they're just jumping on the train of like massage therapists coming out against players and then people thinking it was fake. So give it some time.
I've got a
pile back on.
This is probably a take that I shouldn't take, but I've got a little bit of a take here where you are signing up to be a massage therapist rubbing down men. Like, you've got to realize there's gotta be. Now, I'm not supporting like guys whipping their cock out, but there's gotta be a little. There's got to be a little give and take here where you're like, you are literally fucking gripping and stroking a guy up to his ass cheeks and down. You don't think that if you're a decent looking woman, he's not getting a little aroused.
Sacrifice for a bigger cause. Nikki just makes Justin Tucker his background.
It's not quite to this level, but I just want to put it in your brain. It's like a stripper claiming she got sexually assaulted. It's not quite there.
You know,
but
what
I'm just saying, you know what you're signing up for a little bit. It's not like you're a fucking accountant getting assaulted.
There's also like two things that are stopped from this. Like the fact that like no one like Nikki, dude, Nikki rips pedicures. And like the fact that no one's like just like, whoa, Lord this knows, is Justin Tucker in this fucking establishment of Deshaun Watson, you know?
Lord knows I am big schmear on the massage campaign. Big schmear. Lord knows. After my debacle.
Nikki's getting a pedicure. He's like, oh my God, it's Chubba Hubbard.
Yeah.
What is he doing here?
Going forward, do you not think that teams are not going to hire their own massage therapists and make them sign an
idiot? Dude, Deshaun's getting choked out from the bottom up. He can't see anyone but the Cleveland Browns.
Don't they already have that though, Nikki? I feel like most teams like probably have one.
Yeah, no, they do. Well, you guys are Deshaun Watson. Watson can only get massages from Cleveland Browns personnel. No outside parties.
Yeah, I mean, well, you also got a whole team of people, like our whole team. You know, like how many massage therapists are you going to have on speed dial? But yeah, I mean, look, to your point, the whole thing of like it's not even really, it's more of when allegations come out that have been sitting around for stale for 8, 9, even 6 years, it's like, it's just a little weird. It's a little weird. Like, I get it. There's a coping period, that and the other, but maybe 2 years, 3 years. But when we're going back that far to where I was a freshman in high school and we're saying like what I did as a freshman in high school now is like suddenly come to light. It's a little, so it loses validity in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, well, here's another thing. It could have been like they signed an NDA and it had a 10-year time limit on it. And now it's up and they're able to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if that's what comes out, that's what comes out. But I'm just going off of what I know, I guess.
Yeah. I did see it was like a printed out, it looked like an email that somebody printed out and I don't know if it was real or not, so don't hold me to it, but said he fucking came on the table.
Yeah, I
where
just...
are you seeing this?
Reddit.
Nikki does the same thing when they bring in like their fucking Chinese masseuse team when he comes in for his appointment. There's just like three girls jumping on his back.
Also, oh my God. Not to jump subjects, but there's a lot of Nikki Knight in the news. Also, jump. I saw the I
get off his subject. Yeah,
I don't need. I've said my two cents.
One last thing. I did see a secondary tweet on AB where it had a picture of Deshaun Watson, Justin Tucker, and Robert Kraft, and he called them the three rub tug of tears.
That should have been the tweet of the week.
It's a fucking really good one. The three rub and tug of tears.
That's good. Right. Yeah, I mean, no, I was saying I saw the police cam footage of the Chilean guys. Like this guy, these guys, like I wouldn't have picked him. He looked like some guy that could have been in my like 10th grade math class. Like the kid looked like he was like very young. Well, at least in the passenger seat, he's wearing a Bengals beanie when he gets pulled over. So that did not help matters.
They got and from then, Burrow's house.
And then they like pull out the
guy's like DNA on it.
They he's wearing a Bengals beanie and then they pull out the back of the car and they like whip out this shirt and it's a fucking like one of like the sickest like throwback LSU t-shirts you can find. You're just like, all right. Put your hands behind your back, buddy.
Yeah, it's got the French version of Burrow, the EAUX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a federal case because they were like crossing state lines to commit these crimes. But they actually, I mean, the way they went about it was super smart. They waited until the team had an away game and then broke into the player's house.
Yeah, dude, what is that? Like that feeling of like, I remember like, oh, I was watching Joe Burrow last night as he's getting robbed. Like, you know, like, it's like, where were you when he got robbed? I was watching him play Monday night. The thieves are in the house. The game is on. They're just like,
they're watching.
They're eating all his food, watching him win.
They're like, oh, fuck, he's in the sideline. He might be coming home soon. Like, yeah, fuck.
Placing a
placing he picks a up the phone on the sideline. It's like, who's he talking to? Yeah. Who's he talking to?
Yeah. Oh, it's the offensive corner, dude. He's fucking pissed. You think he's talking to one of the neighbors?
Oh, yeah, I don't know though. But also, like, I don't know. I'm never gonna be that rich. But it's like, if I'm going at it, I mean, I guess that he had somebody like he had like some Sports Illustrated dot watching his house or whatever. I don't know. Whatever he had.
Oh, she's a lesbian model. I thought right.
So when you come, she ain't lesbian, brother.
Well, that's I say lesbian in quotations. Yes. In quotations.
Yeah. She's. I think she's bisexual, aka very horny.
When you come home from something like that,
that's what bisexual means.
That's exactly what that means.
Wait, who is this? Fucking his girl that was going over his house and discovered it.
I have a very long take on this.
Wasn't he like engaged at the same time too, or like what? I don't even.
No.
Well, I was going to say, something like that happens. Do you come home? Do you like buy a new toothbrush or do you let it ride?
You buy new toothbrush for sure. Toothbrush, towels, deodorant, loofah.
Yeah, you got to replace your personables for sure.
I mean, you definitely do, but I also just think robbing that those guys are in and out.
Well, he probably has it anyway, so.
Yeah. Those guys are in and out.
They're definitely not sitting on the couch watching the game. It's not like they're farting in his couch, like, eating a bunch of wings and pizza. They were in and out.
Taking valuables and just rubbing the loofah down the taint as you fucking.
What's up, Nash?
You never know. Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Well, proud and honored, dude. Shout out.
That's my guy.
Back on the wagon, dude.
I had something for each of you guys. I thought you guys would appreciate that. We had Conrad's 76ers, Johnny, Biggie's Johnny, and then Prague Denata. Yeah. I know that's.
Yeah, the first year I stopped betting college hoops, St. John's is having like a fucking century type year.
You see the clip of their defense? I think I saw it this morning. It was like, I don't know. They're rotating like crazy. It was pretty much it.
Dude, I mean, they get on our radar.
The only college basketball I watched.
They got on our radar like 4 or 5 years ago.
Rick Pitino, baby, come on.
I see that number next to him, Conrad. I see that number next to him, and I'm like, 12? Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, number 10 in the coaches poll.
St. John's is like, from a, I guess from my perspective, they're just like, I guess they are getting more hype, but for me, they've kind of been just sneaky, like sneaky good this year.
Do you think so they'll make a splash in the tournament, or do you think this is just like a
I just can't tell because like St. John's hasn't made before. St. John's hasn't made the tournament.
Well, we knew that already. They're gonna play Creighton.
Yeah, St. John's hasn't made the tournament. So, like, certain teams, like, you know, like Tennessee, when they make the tournament, you know what they're going to do. Like, you don't know. Like, you don't know if St. John's is going to flop. Are they just because, like, the last time they were supposed to get there was COVID year, I think. Like, they had a chance to make it.
How's Villanova doing?
Nova's better than last year. Still very mid. They're, like, maybe 11 and – or maybe like 14-11 or something.
Yeah, like UNC's bad too.
Very UNC's god awful. UNC's terrible.
Yeah, I keep seeing quotes about them.
Duke's real scary. Duke is scary. Scary. Like, they're blowing everyone out.
Villanova and UNC have the same record. They're both 13-10.
Ugh. Yeah. There you go. I said 14-11, 13-10. And then also my Louisville team just keeps doing it. They had one bad loss. Yeah, they had one bad loss, I think, Saturday. Then last night I took them against Boston College, 12.5-point favorites. They won by like 30.
Wow. Love you, bro. Keep getting away with this.
Yeah, I've got my teams. I mean, Turb Tuesday went 3-2 again, so what are we, 6-4 over the last 2 weeks?
Dude, I can't add you to my story, too. I have no idea what's going on with that.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to invite you as collaborator, I guess, but
I can do that, but, like, I go to add a story. Like, I can't. It's insane.
But, yeah, I mean,
a glitch. I think you have to,
like, I will say, shout out Chrissy Mush. Chrissy Mush, like, sent me, like, a heartfelt message. He said,
no,
like,
way.
He's like, thanks for keeping the page alive for the people, man. Really appreciate it.
With the last samurai.
Yeah. Just me, man. Man in the arena.
Yeah, seriously. Dude, it is insane. Like, how last year I could tell you like everything, or 2 years ago I could tell you everything about fucking college hoops. This year, all I just see is St. John's. That's it. Such a dagger, too.
Yeah,
is Gonzaga good?
Yeah. But they're what they always are. They're just kind of like just coasting out west.
They're 16-7. They're in third place behind St. Mary's and San Francisco.
San Fran. Love
San
that.
Fran.
I'm trying to think of any like sneaky mid-majors that have been really like sneaky. I mean,
Grand Canyon, 17-5.
Yeah, Grand Canyon's been my squad. They've been my squad. They covered for me on my card 2 weeks in a row.
Nice. Eastern
Kentucky, I had them 10.5. They went outright. And then Louisville, like I was talking about, man, I love this team, man. They're very good.
Are you writing Drake? They're 21-2.
I just got into a chirp war on Twitter about Drake, actually. This guy, he has 78,000 followers. Johnny would love this. He's a fucking dork, dude. He was like, Drake's really reminding me of what Virginia had cooking 6 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, they'll lose. I said, yeah, you'll have them going to your Sweet 16. They'll lose by 30 in the round of 64. Hashtag drunk. And he was like, I'm not worried. And then he like quoted my tweet, like responded to it. He's like, I'm worried about handicapping tonight. I'm not worried about blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, you should worry about handicapping how many beers you've had, buddy. Like, I just was just true. The guy had like 80,000 followers. He was going back and forth with me on Twitter.
Dude, that's one thing that needs to be studied is like the Twitter hashtag, because Instagram, you know, you like go crazy with it, but like Twitter, the way it's used and the one hashtag, like fucking is like no other.
I
Like
got
terms hashtag drunk.
Yeah.
Like you
it's
leave
like such an
something and
insult.
tell one word.
When you hashtag something like that at the end, it's like a stab in
Like
the heart.
hashtag
Dude.
freak show. Like, you know, you
Oh,
see
yeah.
something,
Like, that's
like,
what I
you
do.
know.
Like, I'll hit
Hashtag bimble dweeb.
the first one, I just called him by his first name. I go, he goes, this Drake team feels like a mid-major equivalent to what Virginia was when they were truly at their peak 6 years ago. I go, they will lose by 30 in the round of 64, and you'll be giving yourself a swirly for picking them to the Sweet 16, Greg.
It's like the next slide up, just like a cartel shooting. It's Terp chirping some college basketball guy, and it's like some guy getting like mad.
That's my new thing. I'm like turning into a Rick on Twitter a little bit. Like I like just chirping like these dorks. Like that's all they care about is just they're so obsessed. I'm just chirping them.
Gonna see Twitter still Warfield. So funny seeing
It's the
like
best.
I was on there the other day just like checking out like how many people I know have like deleted their Twitter account because like fucking dude, it was the Wild West, dude. It was the Wild West at one point.
You gotta just delete and like
Oh,
start over pretty much
man.
after high
Nikki's
school.
yeah, Nikki's Wild West was MySpace.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Teaching kids how to code in HTML back in.
What else was on nightly news? I feel like was that it? Just the or I guess the Luka trade.
Yeah, we had
Yeah.
the Jaguars head coach. Did you see his
Oh
introduction?
yeah.
That was tough. I
Dude,
mean,
I didn't see it.
Duval.
Duval. That's how he said it.
What a
That's
freak.
so good.
Yeah, and then, I mean, how do you hire a 29-year-old? They actually,
Duval.
in the press conference for the offensive coordinator, they said he brings a wealth of knowledge to the game. He's 29.
I still think it's crazy that Jacksonville, Florida has a professional sports team, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
Well,
is it there? It's their only one, right?
we're 20 years into it, so
Yeah. No, I'm just
how
saying
long is it gonna be crazy for you?
still just nuts, you know, like Jacksonville.
Yeah, dude, I
Your
mean,
Yerky Atibion can get to the stadium in 35 minutes is just weird to me. I don't know.
yeah, he's there by boat.
Yeah, it's just looking weird to me, dude.
Yeah.
No, just fucking.
Yeah, I mean, they're cooked. They're fucking. Yeah. You want to talk about a team
AFC
that
South is so
you talk
bad.
about a
It's
team that
tough.
really like had so many like they got Trevor Lawrence, who I think in the right system would be right. Brian Ta and they're gonna ruin all these guys. They're ruining all these guys. It's kind of like the Panthers, but at least the Panthers had a little bit of some run. They got a little bit of some
Yeah.
Dude, it is insane. The
History.
local Charlotte Panther TV is like nuts. Is Bryce Young a top five NFC quarterback? Because like I like how they finish the season. Like that finish though, that is what you can carry into the upcoming year. Second year as a Patriot fan, I can get behind the draft. Conrad Steelers. I don't even where do you guys
Probably
pick?
picking
Like
like
middle of the
20th
pack?
again.
Yeah,
No, it's
yeah,
like
twenty. They
28.
made the playoffs, so yeah,
Dude. Yeah, exactly. As a fan, give me like one of the top picks all day, or give me not like give me like nothing. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't know though. Next year, I'd rather make the playoffs
So
and
I'm saying, make us like pick 25. So like we got wild card win, loss, whatever.
yeah, I'm sick of what we've been after this year. I was good with this year. After this year, I'm done with fucking being cool with the top five draft pick.
Well, let's rip off what we got for the Super Bowl, and then I gotta hit my notes for some shit I wrote down and bring up for this pod. But Super Bowl, I mean, anyone got like anyone going to go first? I still don't know.
The line is 1.5, Kansas City minus 1.5, and the under over is 48.5. I think I like the over.
That's high.
I think I like the over, but it's sneaky because I think it could be like a
I
24.
sneaky like the under there.
Yeah, I think it could be like a 24-21 or like a 24-17 or something like that.
Give me the birds in the over.
Ooh, give me the Chiefs and the under.
Yeah, no, I'm on that. I'm on that as well. And teaser wise, I think I've been pretty good on my teaser drops. I would take Chiefs teased. If you get Chiefs at like 4.5, I don't think even if the Eagles win, I don't think it's more than that. And I think I would tease the over down. So I'd get it at 42.5. I like that. But 48.5, I don't know. I think I don't know. I see like 24. Take and Chiefs
in the under is probably 20? The play, but that's a tough. Like, if I'm putting money down, I'd do Philly in the over because that's like you just want to see points, Philly obviously, and wins, shit. But Kansas City wins, under is.
Yeah, Philly wins to score a bunch.
Yeah,
it's probably the right way to go. Like Kansas City against Buffalo last week, Kansas City, but it's like I don't know. Yeah, Philly's yeah. If the over hits, you guys.
Saquon, that's only AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I mean Saquon's gonna weapons, have
Chris Jones, like Travis how they beat Kelsey,
Brady that strip sack fumble. Like they're gonna need to make a play.
What's that white dude's name again?
Well, Holmes is gonna have to turn the ball over for Philly to have a chance. So give me Philly in the over. So I got Philly over. Nikki, you got Kansas City under, Conrad yeah. Birds over, Turb.
Same as Necky, so full Kansas split. City
under. All right. And oh, what I had written down, fucking dude, have you guys seen this Colin Kaepernick TV like biopic?
No.
Dude, I don't know if it's like
what'd you call it?
I don't know if it's like a senior.
A biopic? A biopic?
Dude, I just saw on like YouTube Shorts or something. It's like a young Colin Kaepernick walking up in like Little League baseball, and it's like the ump, like the guy before the kid before is like a white kid strikes out. The, like he says something, the ump's like, "Cool off, kid," and then it's like Kaepernick striking out. He's like, "You're gonna get kicked out of this game, son." And then like he comes in narrating. Oh, and then, like he comes in narrating. It's like, dude, it's insane, dude.
So it's like Aaron Hernandez type.
Dude, that's what I was thinking. Like it's a Fox Colin Kaepernick's like life story. Or, like
something. I have seen a clip.
It's hilarious.
It's nuts, dude.
I have seen a clip from that online where like his mom takes him to get a haircut at like a black barbershop, and she's like, "Do you guys do cornrows?"
Yeah.
Dude, it is. I'm telling you, man. Like these clips on YouTube, I was making me fucking die. That was so fucking
salt.
But
I haven't seen that actually.
I'm telling you, dude. It's again. It's something like would be like the acting like Aaron Hernandez. What it looked like from the clips I saw.
Oh, also, Necky, nightly news, not sports related. Shout out Kanye West, just letting his fucking chick's fucking whole body hang.
Dude, I mean,
talk about rack of the day.
Yeah, I gotta still check out those clips. I was doing work Wi-Fi.
What?
Showing up uninvited.
You got a bottle of lotion for those clips, dude?
Making your girl.
Dude, her rack is incredible.
Insane.
Go incredible.
Nikki, what are you?
She's got the little airplane strip down too at the bottom.
No,
he's wearing like just like a black airplane shirt, strip. Black
easy, bud. Easy.
That is the most like funniest thing to me is that he's wearing like just like a black shirt and black pants and like he's not even like following suit.
He's just standing like this, dude.
Like a turtleneck.
I rewinded it like five times when she drops her shit and Kanye's just doing this.
And then he takes like, and then he takes like three or four steps away. He's like, take more pictures of her by herself.
Yeah, no, it's like it's fucking incredible. I mean, you gotta love it. I mean, for the bit, it is. If he's definitely doing it for the bit.
Yes,
it's incredible. It's he genius.
They were not invited, and they got escorted out after they were off the carpet, which is
That's awesome.
Dude, yeah. It's like I have my else had written down my notes. It's like if you want to ask, if you want a tits guy. See her, what sounds like from your guys' reactions.
Yeah. Oh my god, what?
I wasn't a blue cheese guy for these past couple of weeks. I think it might be a blue cheese guy now, man. I've been ripping wings usually, which Turb and Nikki know is not like what I usually do. And let me just say that too. The 12 piece, like I don't know why it's taking me so long, but the 12 piece count of like buffalo wings is such like a solid play, like anywhere new. And in terms of like to fill to eat ratio, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, because it makes you slow down.
Perfect.
I can do blue cheese. I got to mix
blue in blue cheese ranch, with the so. Buffalo has been fucking phenomenal.
I got to mix in ranch, so I can't just do only blue cheese. I can go one ranch, one blue cheese, and go back and forth. I can't do all blue cheese.
Like, I don't know if I could do it besides buffalo. If I get anything else, I'm doing ranch. But with the buffalo, it's been fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, I can get behind it.
And that's what
also. Also, just really quickly, I mean, we might as well fill the people in. I mean, we were talking last week about chicken thighs. Everyone's fucking nitpicking, really. We might as well just have a little discourse here. I mean, we got a lot of cooking. We got Pete acting like he's fucking Guy Fieri, and then he's talking about air frying his fucking chicken later. So I mean, I don't know. It's just we're talking about
air fryers, top invention of the 21st century.
Top invention in the chat, ripping a top piss invention right now. From efficiency, from efficiency standpoint.
No,
from
and efficiency. It's juicy. I mean, if you don't know, you don't know. That's just,
I will say, I'm like, air fryer is like.
I'm not cooking raw chicken in the air fryer. I'm not cooking raw chicken in the air fryer. I'm a better cook than that. I don't need to air fry my. Now, if I'm in a time crunch, if it's like lunch or something, I get that. It's like me with my bacon. It's like just throw it in, bang, bang, bang. You're ready to go.
So the thighs breast pull was a lot closer than I would have thought. It was like a one vote difference. I was not expecting that.
Breasts
from like your guys.
People
feedback,
know chicken thighs are better than breasts.
Dude, Friday, like last Friday was the first Friday.
I would
say
that's very telling for our audience. Granted, it's generally, you know, above the Mason-Dixon white males. For thighs to still win, if you do that same fucking poll below the Mason-Dixon, on like some other account, thighs is winning by 80%. So
yeah, Connor was the only Genzo I saw that didn't do breasts. Tell me the cutlets. It's fucking.
It's because you.
Yeah, but
the way
cutlets
you presented
is not
it, you,
chicken breast.
You presented it wrong that's on the graphic. You cherry picked on the graphic because you said chicken breast versus chicken thigh, and then you dumbed it down to thinly cut breaded chicken breast.
Yeah, that's like, what the fuck.
That's not what a chicken like. If you were to get a big chicken breast and not slice it thin and not bread it and not fry it. Chicken thighs.
I'm supposed to type in like the give me like the ugliest chicken breast. What the fuck am I supposed to type into Google?
I mean, all I'm saying is you're just cherry picking the poll here. So to Sam only Genzo is just fake news because you're goosing the fucking polls, dude.
Well, like I don't think that people understand. Like last Friday was the first Friday I wasn't like aggressively texting till like 11 from like 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. it's only a 3-hour group chat battle. It's like one topic too for like 3 hours. Dude, if they put us in the UN with some cameras, oh, I'd be like now I get it. Now I get it, you know.
Yeah, well, the Thunderdome, motherfucker. It's always brought on
litigation.
It's always brought on
We had Johnny saying that I didn't know how to grill or something else, and I'm like, dude,
this
I've
is what
never
I'm
even
saying.
Dude, Nicky's like Canada.
He's moving
too.
The goalpost, Herb. He moves it on every single argument that he has. To
but he's projecting his own his projecting his
he's
own
steak in 6 months, bro. What the
yeah,
fuck
it's the guy who's bringing it up. Must have struck a nerve.
Well,
I know what I'm doing.
I mean, you asked me a direct question and fucking whatever.
I knew, I mean, like, I didn't even know, but I did know a grill shot would just get one of you two going big time. proven point.
It wasn't the grill. It was like you were pulling his man card. You're like,
dude, Nicky, you're like fucking Canada, dude. You fucking don't go to the front lines, but you just piggyback on the fucking majority fucking argument. And fucking, it's insane.
I mean, get mad, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Necky doesn't cook, so I guess
I just kept picturing Conrad's dumb fucking like stale face though. Like whenever I'd be like texting, like whenever I'd say something, he's like, dude, like I can picture him like the Zoom camera like lens. You know what you're talking about. Like,
my god, you guys are so wrong. Dude. I'm literally just cracking up for 3 hours straight. Like... I don't do any work. I do 5 minutes of work on Friday. Hopefully they don't see it. And then I just sit until 1 o'clock when I
log didn't know
off.
What. I didn't know what to do with myself last Friday. I was like, what the fuck?
Sucks.
I was just like waiting. I was just waiting on my phone for some chirps. But
like nothing sucked. Yeah, I didn't like it, to be honest. Wasn't a fan.
Well, we got a good – I think this is going to be a good one this week.
You think so? I mean, we got a lot of good ones to like rip out, like top five sports movies.
This is the most like vague one. Most vague one, I think.
Yeah, which I think is going to bring in a lot of different
I got like, some
got
good
some,
ones on my list,
some
I think.
Real good ones.
That all right,
good, because we got some banging topics. I think we got some banging topics to get us through, like, March Madness after this. Because, yeah, I might be in the same boat as you, Turb. Nicky Conrad. Someone tell him, Nicky. Tell him what it is.
All right, so this week on our top five, we've got Super Bowl party must-haves. It was going to be snacks, appetizers, whatever. We have opened it up. Anything that you need to make a Super Bowl party great, and that is your must-haves. Last week, won, Johnny? Who won?
Me.
Good call. Dude, I don't know about you guys.
What was the last draft we did?
I won again.
What was it?
TV shows.
I won TV shows. Would I come in second?
No. You're dead last.
No, that's not true.
I think I was last, actually.
Oh yeah, you had like fucking
Planet Earth. Shout out Planet Earth.
You had like you had like the PB Kids channel or something, Nikki.
All right, it was one had eight. So Conrad came in, or Nikki came in last, and then me and Conrad tied for second.
So who finished better in the last draft between us? Right, the one before that.
Or you could do who has more top five wins, but
yeah, let's just let me pick second.
Yeah. All right, I'll pick third. Or then what? I'll pick
Turbo. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm going first here because I don't have shit. I'd like to see how things are shaking out.
Something I had written down was GoDaddy. I always thought that was like a porn channel growing up, the Super Bowl commercials, just to build your own website.
So did I,
to build your own website thing.
So did I.
Okay, sorry. One last time. It is must haves
at a Super Bowl party.
At a Super Bowl party.
Things you must have at a Super Bowl party.
And like if you, so I guess if you go.
Just pick somewhere first and we'll figure out later.
Yeah, make your
pick. Yeah, you can go any route.
Any route. Any route.
Any route. So general.
All right. I'll do. Let me get the, this is, I don't know if this has ever happened for first pick. Let me get the three hole.
Yeah, that's a first.
I won in the three hole last week or last pod.
Give me the first overall pick.
All right, give me the fourth.
Okay.
All right, Conrad, Nikki, Ter, myself.
There's two very easy number one and two, I think.
All right, here we go.
All right, first overall pick, Super Bowl party must haves. What must you have at a Super Bowl party? It is a cold beer. Cold beer, first overall pick.
All right, very easy 1-1. I think I'm going to go the super easy 1-2, and that's going to be wings.
Yep.
Yep, on my list.
Okay. All right, so I feel like alcohol and food are the ones that are going quick, so I might as well get one that should absolutely be there as well. And that would be pan pizza. That would be New York style pizza.
Pizza. You got Domino's on your graphic.
Solid.
Yeah, pizza probably. Solid. Johnny.
Papa John. No. Little Caesar's pizza.
It means, no.
It's just DiGiorno. It's DiGiorno.
It's Walmart brand frozen pizza.
Yeah, Totino's.
All right, give me surround sound.
Oh, and that's then, a good one. I didn't have that.
And then give me dip to chip ratio. Give me dip to chip ratio.
That's your pick?
My fifth pick.
Dip to chip ratio. That's about, that's what it says on the graphic.
Yeah.
Why would you do
three bags of chips and one dip?
It's a given, though. There's a way better one, though.
So you're on the draft. You're on the graphic is going to be 3-1 dip to chip or three to one.
It's going to say chip to dip
ratio.
Yeah, that's all it says on the graphic.
Okay.
Jesus, that's Nikki.
Yeah, well,
what a terrible pick.
You said 3-1. I didn't know if you wanted it on there.
Oh, that's so bad.
Dude, my mind's stumped on this topic.
So is it Turbo?
I do have a bad ripper that I keep in the pocket, though.
Got a couple good ones coming up, boys.
Okay.
I feel like me and Nikki are on the same page. Go ahead, Drew.
All right. Let me do. God, I don't know whether to go the food route or like random shit. It's tough.
Obvious one I just thought of.
Is there a fucking timer on this pig? What's going on here?
Yeah, we got to get a pig.
I'm just going to sit here for 10 minutes.
All right.
Out Elon.
Oh. Watch that.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Forfeit.
Oh my God.
The boys.
Okay.
All right, Dommy.
Another terrible pick.
Nice, Dommy.
Okay.
Right. I mean, the boys is like a cop out pick. You can't say it's bad, but
the boys.
There's so many other picks.
I mean, do you want to be with like a bunch of fucking frauds watching the Super Bowl?
I'm just saying there's better ways to
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nikki. Go ahead, Nikki.
Here's a better way to say it. You want to be around some degens. Give me money on the game.
Yep. So what are you drafting exactly? Betting on the game?
Money on the game. It's the single greatest prop bet day of the year. I'm gonna have a video out this weekend that lists my 25 prop bets that I'm taking. Give me money on the game.
All right. Pizza and the boys. I think that looks good on the graph.
Yeah, it does.
All right. So my first overall pick was a cold beer. Now I'm going to go with
coleslaw.
I'm going to go with a good seat. You want a good seat when you're watching the Super Bowl. That's party. Good. You want a good, good seat. You want to be able to see the TV. I like that. That's good. And then I'm going to take
Oh,
all right, I'm going to take this because we've just been talking about it, recency bias, the box/squares game, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about taking that, but I just was wondering if it resonates.
Was it squares block or squares? So
just do SB squares.
Thank you.
I've got a great
one. I love my board. A cold beer, a good seat, and Super Bowl squares. Are you kidding me?
Wait till I drop mine. Yeah, sure, you're gonna be sucking. You're gonna be hurting, Pete.
I don't know.
Yeah, you will. Just wait.
Nikki.
This one. You know my brain starts cooking.
I'm just like opening up Pandora's box for you right now with my picks.
All right, we've got wings, money on the game. Give me single women. If she can like you, full degen.
Boo, bad
pick. Fucking perv.
That might be the worst pick.
There's one day of the year I could give less of a fuck.
Hashtag freak show.
Yeah, one. Yeah, single women and betting on the game. Okay. All right, I got one for you, Peter. You ready for this? This one's about to hit on the graphic, too. Halftime joint. Halftime joint.
I don't love it.
Dude, the halftime joint rips, dude. Halftime joint is a hitter.
Yeah, but if I'm drinking cold beer, I got a good seat, I'm not moving much, I got the, you know, cooler at my
feet. Halftime's a re-rack, though. That's where you go out. I mean, even when we were in Atlanta fucking DJ'd up, what'd we do? We went out back, hit the halftime blunt.
Good call.
I don't think it's going to hit his joint. All right. Pizza it's a good pick. I just
Halftime joint hits.
People are going to think that's my draft pick. You have my board.
All right.
Perfect. Thanksgiving draft.
Perfect. I'll get your fucking Philly frauds.
May hit better than the halftime joint. Go ahead and give me the shrimp cocktail. Premium shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, had it.
Premium shrimp cocktail, too.
I'm surprised it lasted this long.
And
then, should have been your first overall pick.
I know. I'm happy he got back to me. And then to bounce off of Conrad's seating, give me at the graphic, Nikki, number of people. Number of people, huge for the Super Bowl. Especially when you're watching your teams in. Don't even give me social at all ever, but still, number of people is huge. 20-person Super Bowl party, I'm out. No
dude,
chance.
What do you want? You just want
number of people.
Okay. There's just so many number better picks out there.
Chip to chip and number of people must have.
Dude, I'm going outside the box, Conrad. Fucking deal with it, buddy.
No, I know, but I just feel like there's better ways to like phrase these.
All right.
Could be.
Derby.
Oh, no. I guess what's the deal with like the – so you have just like dip to chip ratio?
Yeah, you can take
chips and dip.
I'm taking buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's a fair play.
You have half a thing of it. Someone like Nikki shows up with half a thing of buffalo chicken. Like,
no one's thinking about that on the graphic. Not a soul. My graphic is hitting right now. Pizza the boys halftime joint and buff chick dip. Sue me.
It's a fucking stunner. Let's get this though.
Let's see how simpleton these fucking faithful are, though. I have cold beer, a good seat, Super Bowl squares. I still got two picks left.
Yeah, that's good too.
All right. This one is imperative. You got to have
single women.
Massive TV. Massive TV over 65 inches.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Doesn't matter when you have a good seat, but good pick.
All right, so I got two picks here.
Your last two.
My last two picks. All right, so I have a cold beer, a good seat, Super Bowl squares. I'm going to go with All right, I'm going to go with the Budweiser commercial. Every year, classic America, horses, dogs, like you name it. Everyone, like you hear the horses going, you hear Budweiser going, everyone cranks their head. So I'm going to go with the Budweiser commercial. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think you got our response. Go ahead with your fifth pick.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, Johnny's laughing. All right, chip to dip ratio.
Dude, I mean, last, I'm laughing because I liked it, dude. Chill.
And then I'm going to go with the guy who just bet every prop. There's always that one guy at every party. He has literally every single prop you can imagine.
I mean, he's like he's the worst, though, because he's just in your ear.
It doesn't matter. He's there. He's there every single party. Every single Super Bowl party, there's this guy there. He's like, oh, dude, I had 3.5 flags thrown in the first quarter, like over. Like, what are we talking about?
So should we just put Nikki on the graphic?
Yes. Say the prop bet guy.
Prop bet guy. Okay. All
right.
That's pretty good. That's a good list right there. That's America's list.
All right. Let me see where I'm at.
I got some other good ones I think you guys will appreciate at the end.
Really?
Yeah. Real. I should have went with another one at the end, but it's all right.
I love a squad ride, but during the Super Bowl, you got to have someone you can chirp. Give me someone rooting for the other team. Chirp target is my...
Yeah, I think you got our response, bud. Next.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And you guys had a list? Jesus. I'm literally going off the dome every pick here. Every pick. Super Bowl must-haves.
Someone start like a minute timer.
Oh,
Super Bowl must-haves.
Oh, I got it. Banger halftime show. Banger halftime show. Mm. Everyone wants to see a good halftime show. No one wants to see a flop.
When was the last flop you can think of?
So are you watching
the weekend?
Are you smoking the joint? Yeah. Are you smoking the joint inside to watch the halftime?
Yes.
Wow. Sig's inside too.
What?
Sig's inside too or no?
Huh? Nah. Nah, no sigs.
All right, Johnny, give us your last pick.
Give me party prop sheet. Prop sheet, everyone fills out the party. First guy to score a touchdown, white or black. Is there a two-point conversion, yes or no?
Yeah, no, I like that.
Will there be a field goal over 40 yards?
Yep. Did it last year. It was a great time. Get to
Will there be a streaker?
Gets the
win. Oh, yeah. First touchdown scorer would have been good.
The conversation starter for the single women. I like that.
It really is.
Rip through them, big fella.
All right, Conrad, we got cold beer, a good seat, Super Bowl squares, the Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales, and the prop bet guy.
I mean, that's a great board.
I've got wings, money on the game, single women, massive TV, and the chirp target. Turby's got New York-style pizza, the boy. Halftime joint, buffalo chicken dip, a banger halftime show. Johnny's got surround sound at his number one, dip to chip ratio.
Chips and dip.
No. You did not draft
chip to dip ratio.
No, dip to chip is what he said.
Trying to get people's minds thinking, dude.
If you post chips and dip or anything besides dip to chip ratio, the draft.
Yeah, this is it's fucking.
Dude, chill out, guy. Jeez, rip through the list.
Shrimp cocktail. Number of people.
Oh, there's 12 people instead of 13. This place sucks.
That's fucking hilarious. Is that all of them?
People, no explanation, and party prop cheese.
All right, brought it home with the 20th pick.
I think me and Johnny punted on this one. It's a 2-horse race.
Yeah, we got a lot of good top fives coming. We got, I think, Turb's
going to hear the rest of my list.
Yeah, I hear it. Let's hear it.
Bet on coin toss. I had Die Hard Fan on there. I don't really agree with that one, though. Aside from a good seat, I had a good view and leg room, a parlay, chips and dip, Doritos commercial, a good / intense game. I didn't know how I wanted to work that one.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was going to fly.
When you went specific commercials, I was thinking like funny, like a good funny commercial. Yeah, but like I wasn't gonna.
They don't do that. Do they still do that though?
Not really. Yeah, no. I mean they do, but it's not like I don't think they hit like they used to.
Yeah. Then I had the over, the national anthem bet, the guy who loses every bet, the guy that wins multiple squares, the guy who gets too drunk, and then the girls who don't care / know about the game. So I'll go along with Nikki's single chicks. And then I had ice. Gotta have ice.
All right.
Ice may be a sneaker.
I didn't have any left. I was all off the dump.
Yeah, I had a lot of food. Like the roast.
Anthem bet's a good one.
No,
Anthem,
you don't say
Anthem
Nikki.
Bet. Anthem bet could have went 4.
Yeah. I had
deviled eggs.
Rotel dip, 7-layer dip, French onion dip, pigs in a blanket, jalapeno poppers. Pretzels.
Literally every appetizer
pretzels?
Ever.
What are you eating a pretzel at someone else's house for a Super Bowl party?
Not allowing the pretzel slam.
You never had a bowl of pretzels and ate from it?
Nikki has a stadium pretzel at someone's house.
Popcorn machine.
With that wrapper and like the white salt just going everywhere.
Yeah, Johnny, I'm baking salt. Fucking idiot. No, pretzel thing. The massive sub that you just like cut up into individuals.
It's a good call.
We call that a hoagie tray up here.
I think the halftime joint's gonna hit harder than you think, Peter.
Well, I think you might. I think Tara might blow us out.
So wrong before on these, so I don't know. But I feel like the other. Again, this is my bias. So these are all picks I thought were good that
got
drafted. So who knows.
Yeah, Anthem Bad, which I slipped that in before my last bet, but my last pick, but that's a good honorable mention.
Coin toss bet.
Yeah, that's a good one too. The anthem too, Nikki. Nikki's gonna do a prop bet.
Who's singing it?
Video
who's singing
on it? Sunday.
Who's singing it? Some Hispanic guy. Hold on.
The anthem is some black dude.
Stapleton.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a black dude. God, I can't. I just saw his name.
Louis Armstrong.
Nikki's definitely ripping the anthem. Definitely ripping the coin toss.
First play, run.
Uncut gems parlay. Yeah, first play bet. Nikki's definitely ripping that too. Yeah, Nikki's gonna be dropping a prop sheet video Sunday on the page.
It's Cat Williams anthem.
John Baptiste.
Yeah, John Baptiste.
John Baptiste.
He's from Louisiana or some shit. I don't know.
He's like a classically trained pianist.
Yeah, like he's built for like anthems.
And the over is 120.5.
I don't care what anybody says. Chris Stapleton needs to be doing the Super Bowl national anthem every year until he dies.
Yeah.
It should have been Whitney Houston every year until she died. And then
agreed.
Now it's Chris
Dudley. I think if Sirianni doesn't cry, then that just speaks to how good it was. If he cries, then it's like, all right.
No, I've got Chris Jones tears. Chris Jones tears. That guy was crying fucking after his seventh time going to the Super Bowl a couple weeks ago.
Color Gatorade.
Are you guys pumped for Ladisi to sing the Black National Anthem?
They still do that?
Yeah, they did it last year, and they're doing it again.
We'll tune to LRP to see what Nikki has on his prop sheet bet, yes or no, at even odds. Epi 21 season 2 Super Bowl episode after this. I mean, it's 70 degrees down here in the Carolinas. We got golf. Conrad, going to be a big year in the links for the kids. So much more to come. We're still a month away from March Madness. Still the big game. You heard it here. 2 Kansas City unders, 2 Philadelphia Eagles, and the over. Conrad, season 2 Epi 21. Take him a hang.
Season 2 Epi 21. Back. Super Bowl predictions, Super Bowl bets. Top 5 Super Bowl must-haves. The boys are back and buzzing. Cold beer. Lock it in. Good seat. That's all I got for you, boys. Tune in, tap in, lock in.
New voice. Content.
New voice back. I wish they gave me the Optimus Prime upgrade. They didn't. Hang.
Kind of just sounds like Heath Ledger or something.
I was like –